Welcome to the Lock In Podcast, the show that's all about staying at home. I'm Colin Winnicott from Black Knight, and this is episode 6 for Wednesday, April 22nd, 2020. Our first background image today, virtual background, is celebrating the fine weather we're having this week. It's a time lapse of the sunrise over Carlow, which is done by my Black Knight colleague, Alan O'Reilly. He also runs carlowweather.com, and you met him in episode 2 of the show. You can also see some rather dramatic video on his feeds this week, which he took on Saturday. He was out for a run and he saw a swan which was misjudged its flight as it crossed over a bridge in front of him. The warning I'll give you up front if you're going to watch that is it's quite shocking to see what happened, but very dramatic, and there is a happy ending with a little bit of help from some passers-by. The swan recovered and made his way off again. Other images we're showing you in the background today are some Zoom backgrounds which have been made available for free, this time from Doctor Who and from Star Wars. I'm collecting these as they get posted by the boss here at Black Knight, Michaela Nealon. He's running a website called irishfree.com. Down to business for today. My guest today is food writer and expert on feeding your family on a budget, the woman behind wholesomeireland.com, Catriona Redmond. Fáilte go dian clár, Catriona. Catriona, this is a new situation we're all experiencing at the moment here in Ireland. It's a shock to society, and it calls to my mind, at least, that last big shock, the economic crash of about 10 years ago, which was, as I understand it, the catalyst for your career in online and also in mainstream media. Briefly, Catriona, can you bring us up to date and tell us how and why you started wholesomeireland.com?
Oh, well, that takes us back a little bit. Mm. In 2009, I was laid off in the height of the recession, the day I returned from maternity leave after having had my first child. And that was a big shock to the system. And we had an awful lot of financial commitments at the time. And it was very, very difficult for me to find work that would fit in around having a very small baby and childcare. I worked in Dublin City Centre, and an awful lot of my work at the time was conducive to being based in Dublin City Centre. I mean, I wouldn't have been able to do the same job. I live in the suburbs. You can probably see the Zoom background behind me. That's out my back. Mm. I live in the most northerly point of Dublin. So it's to all intents and purposes, this is a rural town. So I couldn't find a job that would fit in around childcare here that would pay as much as I would have got paid in Dublin City Centre. And yet I wouldn't have found childcare that would have fit around me commuting in and out to Dublin. So we had to make changes. We had to make adjustments to what we did. And we took a look at everything. We cut back on the whole shebang. Mm. And then the last thing we could have cut back on was our food. And we cut back on our food at the time. We got the food budget down to €70 a week for a family of five. Mm. I'll explain in a few minutes.
Yes.
That was €70 a week, and it stayed at €70 a week for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I started talking to my friends and my family about doing that, and they asked me how I was doing it, and I said, well, sure, maybe I'll just flash up a recipe or two online. And back in the day before I was laid off, I was an IT trainer for the company that I worked with. So I figured, well, blogging was really beginning to kick off at that stage, and I figured it'd be a great way to keep my skills. So I might as well set up a blog with an eye to, well, whenever I go back to work, I'm sure I'll be needed to teach people blogging or to blog anyway. And I started a blog about living on a budget, and I never went back to working in Dublin City Centre. In 2014, my cookbook Feed Your Family Well for Less was published by Mercier Press, and nowadays I juggle an awful lot of freelance and part-time jobs to try and keep several streams of income coming into the household to try and make sure that everything tips away in the background. I've two older kids plus a much older stepdaughter who's 20. She no longer lives here. I have an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old. One of them has special educational needs. So I really need to be based from home. And as I'm sure some of your listeners will have guessed, we're a bilingual family, the same as you guys. So we speak Irish language at home.
Katrina, it's that headline, that catchphrase, I think really captured the imagination. Feed your family of five for 70 euros a week. I think at the time it resonated with a lot of people. You got a lot of followers because there was an audience, I think, there for your message. And as you said, you've gone on to partner with other organisations. You've worked with Lidl, I think, and still do.
I still work with Lidl. I'm a brand ambassador for Lidl. So you'll see me in their brochures in store. You'll see my recipes featured online. You will probably see me possibly on RTE over the next week or so.
Yeah. Very good. Can you give us a hint?
I can't. No.
Okay, very good. Well, we look forward to that. How are you coping now, Katrina? We've had one, you've been through one crisis, as you've described, like many other people in the country. Now we have a new crisis, albeit 10 years later. How is it affecting you personally, first of all, and in terms of your work, has some of that adapted or been prompted by circumstances we find ourselves in?
I suppose on a personal level, this is, again, a time of great economic crisis. And on a personal level, the first time it happened, it felt very personal. It felt like the battles we were dealing with the bank, with social welfare, with trying to keep everything on the road. We really felt isolated and very much on our own. Whereas this time, we're all in it together. And there's a real sense of solidarity and community and being able to ask people for support and receiving it. And it's much more reciprocal. So this time, on a personal level, it feels much different to me. From a work point of view, I work from home 95% of the time anyway. So that much hasn't changed. I still have to work from home. And in fact, I've probably never been busier because I specialise in feeding a family on a budget. But I normally don't have to work from home with two kids who have to be educated. One, as I say, with special educational needs. My husband is laid off, so he's at home as well. So there's an awful lot of balance to be found. It's a huge juggle. And I find that I'm working longer hours rather than shorter hours because I've got more kind of interruptions and more things that I have to attend to during the day. Whereas when the kids are in school, I adapt my working week around the hours they're in school.
So it's a challenge from that point of view. I'm feeling that as well. I work from home also, Katrina, and in some ways my work hasn't changed. In other ways it has. What about in terms of what you are doing? Are you finding that there's an increase in requests for advice, that other people are in the same situation, that some of the content that you're generating and producing has a response to this crisis?
Yes. A huge increase in the number of people taking a look at my recipes. I can see the increase in searches online and like my Google dashboard and all of that. I can see people looking for information on how to feed families on a budget. I can see an uptick in Google search requests that might not necessarily lead people to my website, but it's certainly suggesting it to them. So stuff like comfort food, food that people are very much interested in that they would have eaten when they were children. Stuff like rice pudding and traditional Irish soda bread. There are huge searches at the moment. It's interesting.
It certainly is, without a doubt. One aspect I know that was an important element of your strategy in terms of feeding a family on a budget has been a certain amount of grow it yourself, growing food for yourself. And a lot of your blog posts and photographs that you post on social media feature your family allotment, where you've grown all kinds of things and continue to do so. But I was talking to you the other day, Katrina, and you told me the allotment is closed because of the lockdown.
Yep, the allotment is closed, and that makes things very, very difficult for us. On a personal level, growing your own food, getting out in the fresh air and exercising, it is brilliant for your mental health and for your physical health. And it's something that we very, very much enjoy as a family. That has been extremely difficult. From a point of view of feeding our family, because my husband had lost his job, he had invested an enormous amount of time. And I had as well. We had prepared the allotment for the summer. We had planted up an awful lot of our crops for the year ahead and planned our budget around the year ahead. So we're now having to adapt. I think I mentioned to somebody on Twitter just about a half an hour ago that I am beginning to lose sight of my kitchen for the jungle that's in the kitchen at the moment, because I'm still cultivating, I'm still propagating, I'm still starting seeds in the hopes that I'm going to get back to the allotment in hopefully after the 5th of May. But I don't know. There's a big question mark over that. I've got a very, very small garden. So having the allotment space to grow in means that we can definitely feed our family's needs from the point of view of fruits and vegetables pretty much from mid-May all the way through until the end of October. And it's not just our family, it's our extended family. I've got a sister and her family and her young children who are cocooning. My parents-in-law, I've got, we all as a family live very, very close to one another. So it's our extended families. We all benefit from it, you know. So, yeah, tough.
Fingers crossed, hopefully, in that case. Would you have, do you have general advice to offer, Katrina? You've been through a crisis before and you've led the way, I think, for a good number of people who followed your blogging and writing. This crisis, as you say, is affecting maybe more people than the last one did, and in a way that is bringing people together. In terms of those principles, I think that you built your strategy around of frugality and of economy and of, I suppose, meal planning and recipes and things like that. People are finding actually that they have, in many cases, more time on their hands and less cash. So that's the opposite of how things are when things are booming, in a way. It's an opportunity maybe for people to put some of those strategies into practice, would you say?
Definitely. And I think that if you have had a job and you're out of your job now, if you can organise a filing cabinet, you can organise your kitchen cupboard. If you can plan your day around what you need to do in an office, you can plan your day around what you need to do at home. If you can manage an office budget, you can manage your household budget. Mm. It's harder to look at a household budget because it's difficult. Nobody likes to admit what they're spending or what they're spending their money on. But I think that the greatest advice that I would give to anybody is to prioritize. Set aside your worries about your mortgage or your rent for now, just for a couple of minutes, because there are moratoriums and there are arrangements in place to help people with that. Prioritize your light, your heat, and your food on your table. Everything else will follow. And above all else, if you have nothing else in the house, a bag of spuds and a tray of eggs and a couple of tins of beans, and you can eat like kings. Like, genuinely, you can. Like, and my mother-in-law is forever saying to me, a bag of spuds and a tray of eggs, and you'll never go hungry. But it is, honestly, genuinely, it is true. And go back to basics. Go back to whole foods. Go back to local foods. I mean, we've got fantastic Irish produce that's just coming on to the supermarkets at the moment. Mm-hmm. Cauliflowers this week. Cabbages, our spring cabbages are just about, they're kind of midway through their season at the moment. Spuds, apples. I mean, you can really, really eat well by looking for food locally, and you don't have to go to the bigger supermarkets.
Where can people find out more about your blogging and your writing and your advice, Katrina?
You just search for my name, I suppose, is the easiest way to say it. I have, I just search for my name, Katrina Redmond, and you will find me on virtually all platforms.
Very good. And at the website, wholesomeireland.com.
Yeah, I might have a couple of other subdomains with Black Knight as well. But,
yeah. Very good. Well, I hope we're looking after you. Katrina, it's lovely to talk to you. Stay well, stay safe, stay at home. And please God, we'll all come through this and triumph at the other end.
Thanks, Con. Take care.
Okay, slán. That's Katrina Redmond, who is our guest on today's show. A couple of items before we wrap it up. I'm just posting this link to something Kamir Hussein posted on Facebook. He got it from someone else who stole it from somewhere else. And I just thought it was really good. A little list of the checklist of things you need for isolation, well-being, starting with shower, medication, drink water, and then going on to a little checklist of things maybe to do every day that may or may not help to actually get through the day. And there's some good advice in there, I think, in particular. The other thing I wanted to post is a link to a video which TG Cahir made. It's on their news, and it features a friend of my kids, that's Maeve Ní Chófaig, as Kuntalisha agus a Co Chioltori. They are harpists from counties Laois, Louth and Mayo, who got together with some teachers to produce a fantastic performance performance of a piece of harp music. There's, I don't know, dozens of them in it. And it's just an example. We're all seeing these kind of things at the moment that people are putting up online, especially musicians, collaborators. There was the One World concert online at the weekend, and lots of other things. The Rolling Stones playing from their homes, I thought, was absolutely magnificent. And we're all seeing examples like that at the moment. I'll be back on Friday with another episode of the show. Good evening, Slán agus Beannacht.